Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film in 2000. But its score, combining Eastern and Western traditions, won an Oscar and a Grammy for composer Tan Dunn. He grew up in Mao's China, and his parents were sent away for re-education when he was a boy. As part of our series, Musicians in Their Own Words, here's how Tan Dunn describes his coming of age during China's Cultural Revolution.
Every family was broken in the Cultural Revolution, and every child has no parents being with them. I was raised up myself. From 7 years old to 15, I was living by myself. But fortunately, I was so fascinated by music. I was so intoxicated only by music. I was a very, very wild child. I was barefoot, running up mountains, following funeral bands, wedding bands, shamans and the Buddhist monks, watching them make organic instruments. So one day I see somebody from far distance coming to my rice field. At that point, I already walked 11 hours and my back cannot really be straight up. He said, I'm the secretary of communist of a Peking opera. I want to find Mr. Tan Dunn. I said, what's up? He said, unfortunately, our Peking opera went to perform a revolutionary opera, but in the middle of this big lake, the orchestra boat was sunk. So only actor and actress boat was left. We need urgently to find good musicians in the region to replace this orchestra. I was so shocked because my teacher was in this boat. She is the concertmaster. She's a beautiful violinist. So I went back to the city. And I think after a week, Mao Zedong died and the Cultural Revolution finished. All the professors went back to the conservatory from feeding pigs, clean the bathroom. And I said, maybe I should get my college education. I want to go to Beijing to study classical music. Bach's music is very important to me. After the Cultural Revolution, when you heard Bach, it's almost like a medicine, spiritual medicine. Because you are standing on the ruins. Everything has been destroyed. Family has been destroyed. Culture has been destroyed. And nobody allowed to touch anything Western or ancient, and suddenly you heard Bach. It's like a medicine curing everything you were suffering. I see my water passion as an answering of Bach's semester passion. The water representing the tears, the resurrections, the circling incarnations. My instruments are all transparent. You're dipping the water cups into the transparent water basin. So you have this bumping, very powerful sound. And the orchestration is also constructed according to the water gestures. For example, if you have water splashing some, the violin could be splashing the bows and the fingers on the strings. Bach's Matthew Passion. You see the big choral part. Every time this choral section getting lower and lower and lower, as Baha was described, that Jesus suffered. My choral section of Water Passion describes also Jesus suffered, but it's according to his wish. Thank you. it's like a Buddhist idea to describe your suffering as a beautiful thing, as a contribution to the people. So I think East and the West, in my mind, is one home of ours.
That's the composer Tan Dunn, part of our series Musicians in Their Own Words. You can learn more about Tan Dunn and his organic music at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.